Now, probably like me, none of you have ever heard of the Battle of Yarmouk, Y-A-R-M-U-K. I'd never heard of it until a couple of weeks ago. I got an article assignment for the Good News magazine, which I have to write when I get back from the feast. And basically the article is on the relationship between the Catholic Church and the Islamic world for the last 1,400 years. Because, you know, we see, because of what the Pope said last month, and because we see this build-up now, this rising tension between the West and, the Islamic world. Well, the Battle of Yarmouk was actually fought in 636 AD, and it was the very first battle between the Christian world and the Muslim world. Muhammad died in 632. And then in 636, there was this battle. The battle was fought right where the Golan Heights are today. You know, the Golan Heights are a part of Syria, which is now a part of Israel, and the Syrians want it back. So it's a major conflict zone even now. But it was, you know, a major battle back in 636. And it's interesting to read an account of it, because the Christian empire that came up against the Muslims was the Byzantine Empire, the Eastern Roman Empire that was founded by the Emperor Constantine in the 4th century AD. And the Byzantines were a great Christian empire. They lasted 1,000 years. And they were the superpower of the day. Just like the U.S. is the superpower today, they were the superpower at that time. And the Byzantines knew about this, you know, these Arab armies, and they sent their army off, and they just, you know, they thought that it was just going to be an easy victory for them. For a start, they had at least three times as many people, maybe four times as many people, when they went to battle against the Muslims. But they lost. As a result of which, they lost Jerusalem. And Jerusalem came under the Arab-Muslim forces. In 637, Jerusalem fell to the Muslims. So they lost the battle. But, you know, it's interesting reading an account of it. But it struck me as I was reading it, too. You know, that they were, first of all, they were really surprised at these Muslim invaders. They had fought the Arabs before, and they had always won, but now the Arabs were Muslims, and they had an incredible passion for fighting, which they had not had when they were, you know, just ordinary Arabs. The fact that they had become Muslims gave them a tremendous incentive to fight, because, of course, they were all promised that as soon as they die, they'd go straight to paradise and have 72 virgins. So naturally, all the men went out, you know, killing and as many people as they possibly could. And, you know, so the Byzantine Empire lost. Now, the Byzantine Empire lasted for a few hundred years after that, but the Muslims kept on pushing back their territory. But that was the first battle between the Muslims and the Christians. Daniel Pipes, who is one of this country's greatest experts on Islam, sent something out last week following what the Pope said, and he asked the question, is Allah God? I want to read to you what is written here, because it ties in very much with the Day of Atonement and the meaning of this day, and we'll get to that in a few moments. But is Allah, because that's the way you pronounce it, Allah going up kind of thing, the same deity as God? I broached this topic in June 2005 in Is Allah God? But then he quotes Pope Benedict. John Paul II, in August 1985, had said that Catholics and Muslims believe in the same God, the one God, the living God. Now Pope Benedict reaffirmed this same point, this time even more forcefully. In the course of a statement to Muslim ambassadors last week, he quoted the Second Vatican Council. The Church looks upon Muslims with respect. They worship the one God, living and subsistent, merciful and almighty,